Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to Flowing with the Pastors, Real Talk Radio broadcast from Elizabeth, New Jersey, with yours truly, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I will be joined shortly by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. We give glory and honor and praise to God, amen, because it is because of God that we are able to come forward and do this broadcast. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be his name. He is worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Have you praised him today? I'm just asking you if you have praised the Lord today. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. And I have a praise on my lips. I have a worship in my heart. I'm so happy to be in the land of the living. It's a great day to be alive. Amen. No matter what's going on in your life on today, you want to be encouraged in knowing that it could have ended up another way. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, but I thank God that I woke up, and I thank God that you woke up this morning, and that you and I are here with our other Christian brothers and sisters. We're here to fellowship in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Help me on today. Amen. Help me to get my words together. I want to give a shout out to all of the listeners, everybody who listens so faithfully, to Mrs. Dana Neal, Pastor Sherry Jones. God bless you. God bless you all. To everybody who assembles on a regular basis in our chat room, we appreciate you, and we know that we could not do this broadcast without somebody to listen. I mean, we could do it, but it's more fun when you have some people coming along with you, sharing with you, rejoicing with you, fellowshipping in the Lord with you. Amen. So I'm so happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here. Like Eddie Murphy said on Coming to America, he said, I'm just happy to be here. So I'm just happy to be here. And I tell you, I'm just praising God. I'm praising God. And I want to just encourage you, take a moment right now and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give him the worship. Hallelujah. Give him the honor. Hallelujah. That is due his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you today. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to take a praise break. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right, honey? Sometimes you just, I saw you sneak in there on me. Sometimes you just have to take a praise break, right?
Amen. I'm going to act like I have a little class today, but
amen.
Sometimes you just want to break loose and break out. Amen.
Right.
No time to be sophisticated. Ain't no time to be calm, cool, and collected. It is just time to praise your God because he deserves the praise.
Amen.
He is worthy of the praise, and you and I have a tendency to let loose because God has done so much for us. So we do show it outwardly. We show it inwardly more, but outwardly, every now and again, we do act up a little bit.
Now, what you talking about, Pastor? I'm like little Arnold. What you talking about, Willis?
I'm talking about go ahead.
You know that you and I, you especially, you're more outward than I am. You often look at me and say, well, why, aren't you happy? You know, aren't you excited? You know, and I tell you, I need to just really take a page out of your book and learn how to just sometimes just praise him outwardly, because I do praise him inwardly at all times, but I definitely need to take a page out of your book sometimes, honey, and just praise the Lord.
Amen. We have a 10-year-old daughter, and I'm reminded of that game. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And so sometimes when you're happy, it's okay to express it.
Yes. And speaking of praise, I want to talk say hello to one of the praisers that I know of who just stepped into our chat room, Marcus Boston. God bless you. Hello, Marcus. It's good to see you. Amen. And Marcus, I read his book, A Pastor's Mistake, by Marcus Boston and Marcus L. Boston, and the book was phenomenal. It's a phenomenal book. Honey, you haven't had a chance to read it, but you saw me reading that book until I finished it, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw the book, and the power of God is in that book because, you know, when you don't put a book down, I know it's intriguing and it's interesting. So oftentimes I did see you with that book in your hands, and you got through it, and you told me it was a blessing.
Amen. I read all 600-plus pages. As a matter of fact, dear, we didn't have a chance to talk about it, but I have invited Marcus Boston to be on the broadcast. So he'll be with us on the second Tuesday in January, which gives you some time to read his book.
Amen. That does give me some time. I got a little time off at the end of the year, so I got some, you know, time away from work. So I'm going to have an opportunity to read it.
Be blessed by it, and we're going to put Marcus Boston on the spot because I definitely have some questions for him, amen, about this book that the Lord has allowed him to write, and the Lord has definitely been in the middle of his writing, so I definitely am excited about that. As a matter of fact, Brother Marcus will be on the Is Your House in Order with Sister Peaches on tonight. And she's a lovely young woman that I've had the opportunity to meet here on Blog Talk Radio. And he says, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. I don't know. What's going on? Who did that song, What's Going On? That was Marvin Gaye?
Yeah, I think that's the title.
What's going on? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's going to be a blessed broadcast at 11 o'clock p.m., Eastern Standard Time, and I don't have her URL, but she's marked as one of my favorites, and you can actually get her on the program guide tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's Sister Peaches, Is Your House in Order, Part 4. She will be interviewing Marcus L. Boston. I believe he'll be a special guest tonight, A Pastor's Mistake. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Anthony, what's happening with you today?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Oh, okay. And Marcus says that it was Marvin Gaye. What's going on?
Oh, okay, yes.
Amen.
So we're showing our age a little bit.
And Marcus is younger than us. Yeah, I don't know. How did he know that?
Now, everybody knows Marvin Gaye. He was a legend. So, really a pioneer in R&B music.
Yes. Yeah. What's going on? That's the question I often ask myself. There are things that make me stop and say, So I just thought I'd throw that out there. So, Pastor Anthony, it's cold out there, huh?
Yeah, it's cold in New Jersey. I mean, it's seasonal weather. We got a little weather ice watch tonight, but so far it's been pretty controlled, the climate and the weather today. But there is a weather watch tonight.
Amen. And I have to go out. I'm praising God today for new vision. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm praising God for new vision. For those of you who don't know, I had surgery on Friday. I had cataract removal surgery on Friday, and I'm actually recovering. So, and I'm healed in the name of Jesus. God has healed me where I now don't even have to wear glasses, and I have worn glasses for 40 years. Did you hear me? I said I wore glasses for 40 years. I'm 47, and 47, those numbers are definitely significant in the kingdom of God. So 40 years I was in the wilderness, amen, and now it is complete. My healing is complete. And I'm praising God today because I'm seeing 2020. God told me when I came out of these cataracts that I was going to have 20/20 vision. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle because the last time we checked, it was 20/25, and they told me it was just going to get better. So go ahead and praise God with me. Hallelujah. Give him a worship right where you are. Hallelujah. We have to praise God when good things happen for others, Pastor Anthony, because you know what? We're always one step away from our very own blessing.
Amen. Rejoice with those who rejoice. So we do have to celebrate each other. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to open with prayer. We haven't prayed yet. I just want to say a brief prayer. And while we wait for the rest of our chat room guests to come, the chat room is open, and the phone lines will be open, 646-652-4832. I think everybody's out there on their lunch break Christmas shopping. I hope they're not spending all of their money. Save some to pay some of those bills. Okay, let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you. We thank you for this time that we're allowed to be together. And we just ask that you be in our midst as we go forward. Father God, bless everyone who listens to this broadcast. Father God, bless those who listen to the archives and those who are listening live, those who are streaming, and those in the chat room. Add immensely to their lives on today. And Father God, we will be ever so sure as you save souls and change lives and set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, heal the sick, that you, Father God, will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. So, baby, what's going on? That's the theme today. I guess we're going to stick with Marvin Gaye here. What's going on?
Amen. If I can open up with this scripture, there's so much in my spirit, but I want to read just a few verses here found in Philippians, the first chapter, beginning at the third verse. Paul writes to the church of Philippi, "I thank my God every time I remember you, and all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on until completion, until the day of Christ Jesus." And that's in my spirit today because we had a guest in our church on Sunday, and a young lady gave a powerful testimony how God has delivered and healed her. And as she gave that testimony, Pastor Rebecca, I thought, 2 days later about my own salvation, continuing to work it out with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
Being saved and born again now going on over 15 years, I see how God has kept me. But the Bible reminds us that he who has begun a good work shall complete it.
Mm.
And one of the things I'm finding that, especially for those of us who are attempting to do a work for God, sometimes as this year winds up and we're looking into 2009, I always have big expectations. But sometimes with big expectations come big disappointment. And
yeah.
Sometimes with high hopes, amen, come low lows. And maybe someone can feel me out there, but sometimes you look back in retrospect over this year and you may see some things that you have not accomplished, that have not manifested.
Yeah.
But I want to encourage everyone today, including myself, that God will complete the work that he has started.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just excited, as I heard that young lady's testimony of how God delivered her, and now she's on another journey trying to be restored and regain some things that she lost. She talked about being addicted and now being delivered. But so many of us have set out to do a work, and so many of us had expectations on this year, and sometimes, if we're not careful, that disappointment can give us a mild case of depression or feeling a little low on ourselves.
Yeah, and we have to be careful about that because we were talking about things, Pastor Anthony, and every time a new year comes in, pastors normally come up, and this year for us it was 2008, the year of opportunity, overflow, and prayer. And there are so many things going through the body of Christ that so often people who have not had what they feel to be opportunity and overflow and prayer, they may feel like they have missed something. I think ours was reasonable. The Lord showed you that this is the year of opportunity. tells us to take advantage of every single opportunity to spread the gospel.
Amen.
In the lives of the people, and prayer that we as a people have to humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, and pray. So I believe that our theme for last year was definitely biblical and grounded in the doctrines of the apostles. However, there are some people that are saying, you know, 2008, God's going to bless you abundantly, and you'll have no lack in your life. Prophecy, you know, prophecy. And so often when prophecy does not come to pass, it falls flat in the lives of the person who received that prophecy. Or if that person receives a false prophecy, it creates all kinds of trouble in that person's life. So we do have to be careful when we begin to declare these things, because what we're really doing is uttering prophetically what God is going to do for that certain body for that year. So we have to just be very careful. And then if you receive a theme and you don't see it happening in your life, if you don't see what the preacher declared at the beginning of the year happening in your life, you are not to be disappointed or discouraged. But what I would suggest that you do is go to the Lord in prayer and do a self-inspection. You know, it's check yourself and see where you may have missed it. Maybe you backed off from your prayer life, or maybe there's an area of sin that you need to deal with, area of disobedience, I would say, that you need to deal with. So sometimes we have to check ourselves. And then if it's not you, if you're walking circumspectly before the Lord, then get ready. Get ready, because it's not over until God says it's over. Amen. So get ready. If it doesn't, if somebody tells you December and it doesn't happen in December, that's okay, because God's time is not our time anyway.
Amen. I so agree with that. You know, as we're talking, you know, the year of opportunity, overflow, and prayer was declared over our ministry. And it's been just that. You know, again, our expectations and what we desire of God, as far as specifics, sometimes we don't see that. The manifestation, nonetheless, has taken place in our lives. You know, you were talking about, you know, the successful surgery with your eyes and your new vision. And to me, that's overflow. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm so happy. That's overflow. I didn't expect it.
Yeah, that's overflow.
My God, I didn't expect cataracts. I didn't expect 20/20 vision. I've been wearing my glasses forever. No, those glasses, they're not my glasses anymore. And I just thank God he picked me. Like Dana Neal says in the chat room, that she's blessed and highly favored. And that's what the angel Gabriel told Mary. You are blessed and highly favored amongst women. God chose me. Somebody needs to hear that today. God chose, he's choosing you. You don't have to do anything sometimes in order for God to choose you, to say, you, my daughter, you, my son, are next in line for a miracle.
Amen. And you know, the point I wanted to talk about when we was at the doctor's office, you laughed because we had a wonderful discussion, you know, as we waited to be seen with some couples that were there, some older couples. And after, you know, everyone was dismissed, you looked at me and you told me I've come a long way in the area of being more sociable, you know, being more open to people, especially strangers, because God has brought me from a mighty long way. Sometimes people, they look at me and be like, no, that ain't the one. That guy, he don't look too friendly over there. But my natural personality is that I am very friendly. But my wife knows me better than most, and she knows I've come a long way in that area. Amen. Especially when it comes to socially interacting with strangers. So I consider that overflow. I consider that progress. And sometimes it's the, Pastor Rebecca, if we were to be honest, it's the personal development, the inward man, the inward woman that God wants to perfect before we start handling some of the outward stuff that he wants to send our way.
Yes. Yeah. And then you have to admit that I'm good for you, you know.
All I can say, I've come a long way, baby.
And you're good for me. So that's a good thing. Amen. Hallelujah. But yeah, we sharpen each other, and that's why it's good to be around people who are walking in the direction that you want to walk. Don't line yourself up with people who are not going in the same direction that you want to go. That's what the Bible talks about when it talks about being unequally yoked. Line yourself up, and I'm not talking about marriage only, you know, just even in your relationships. Be careful of the company that you keep, because bad company does corrupt good character.
Please say that again. Go ahead.
Bad company, or the one Bible says bad communication, does corrupt good character. So watch who you're lining yourself up with, you know, and I thank God that I have some wonderful people in my life, including the Blog Talk Radio listeners, whom I can line myself up with and say we're on one accord. And that's just so important. It's just so important. But Pastor, that scripture that you read was key, that we have to be confident that God is going to complete the work that he started in our lives. He didn't bring us this far just to leave us.
Amen. Amen. And that's why we got to keep the hope. You know,
yes.
Jesse Jackson, when he ran for president, now that we have our first black president, but when Jesse Jackson ran for president, he coined the phrase, keep hope alive. But I remember John Maxwell says, if there's hope in the future, there's power in the present. So one of the tactics of the enemy is to come to try to deflate our hope in Christ. But that's why we have Hebrews 11 to remind us, hope is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So it's one of those things, as you just said, sometimes we just got to keep hoping in the God that we know who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever think, ask, or imagine. But one of the challenges, and we need to stay here for a minute as you talked about it, we preached this on Sunday, sometimes, Pastor Rebecca, it's harder said, it's easier said than done to let go some folk that have been in our lives for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like childhood friends or a cousin or a relative that y'all are like sister and brother. I'm talking about an associate or business partner that you have really accomplished some things with. But you see that in a God perspective or in a God sense, you don't see yourself progressing with this particular individual, these group of individuals that continue to cling to your life. And that is one of the challenges that face us when God tells us to kind of, you know, separate ourselves from some people, not necessarily ostracize or disown them totally, but sometimes it's a season to let people go.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a season to let people go, especially those people that are detrimental to the path that the Lord has us on, detrimental to our destiny. We have to let people go when they are detrimental to our destiny. And again, you know, Pastor Anthony and I have been married for 12 years, and we're happily married. And when we talk about letting people go, remember, we're not talking about married folk. We believe that every marriage deserves counseling. And then let the Lord lead you. But we're talking about those people in your life that have come to be a part of your life for their own reasons, and maybe God has sent some of them. Because every person in your life comes for a purpose. They come to either challenge you, to develop you, or to destroy you. So you have to make sure that the person is coming to add something to your life. Now, if they're coming to destroy you, that can still work out for your good, because what does Romans 8:28 say? It says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. So even something that came for your destruction can turn around for your good, but you have to deal with it correctly and allow that thing that was meant to destroy you develop you into the person that God ordained for you to be. See, it's all a part of God's magnificent plan to get you to look like Jesus.
Go ahead.
Everything that you go through, everything that you encounter, people in your life that come against you, talk about you, treat you bad, they have all come into your life as a part of the master plan of God's plan to make you look like Jesus. See, we all have to one day get to the point where we look just like Jesus. So don't despise trouble or people that are coming to bring you trouble. But the thing about it is don't embrace trouble either. See, so often we embrace people and take strange fire to your bosom.
Yes. That's the proverb.
Go ahead, Pastor.
No, the proverb does remind us of that. And even as you were talking, you know, people will be people. And sometimes we look for people to, and we have certain expectations of people, but then when they let us down, not only do we not deal with that disappointment correctly, but we keep going to the same source. just sometimes to be let down again.
Oh.
And sometimes God is saying, when are you going to get it and begin to turn to me? I am your source. I am your way out of no way. I am your provision. I'm self-sufficient. And sometimes, Pastor Becker, you and I know this from you writing your books. It was amazing because the people that we looked to that we thought were automatic sales were the ones that were kind of fleeing. And it was one of those things that gave me a wake-up call early on in ministry, early on in life, that sometimes you got to step up and just make things happen yourself. Because if you look to people, they will often disappoint you because, as you just said, people have their own personal agenda going on.
Wow. And, you know, Pastor Emily, this is just so amazing because you and I haven't, you know, really had a chance to talk. We've been so busy. I've been doing some, you know, some ministry on the phone. And you know, we have been so, and with the books that I'm working on now for my authors, we have been so busy, but, you know, I thank God that we're still on one accord in the spirit because, you know, you echo a lot of the thoughts that I had this morning as I was sitting here having breakfast. You know, it's just amazing. The people of God have to just, at this season, be very discerning. You know, you have to be discerning. And let's talk about people that come into your life for the wrong reason, but then there are people that God is sending into my life now during this season for his purpose of fulfilling prophecy in my life, for his purpose of blessing me and building me and elevating me. And we have to be discerning to know the difference between someone who's coming to try to bring you down or take advantage of you and someone who's God sent. You know, we have to just be very discerning to know the difference.
Amen. And one of the things, I almost chuckle when I say that because I've seen it as a pastor and as a man of God. I've seen, you know, sometimes we have the question, well, you know, is that God? Or Lord, is that you? You know, I'm doing a Bible study this week, and I'm going to talk about, you know, hearing from God or how to hear from God. But I think about the life of Samuel. When God called Samuel, he didn't respond until that fourth time, and then he responded the right way, you know, thy servant hear you, you know, what will you have me to do? So it's one of those things where we should get familiar with the voice of God. But Pastor Rebecca, you said this in a sermon or in a Bible study or something years ago, and it stuck with me. It's one of those things that, you know, a saint of God has been praying for a particular thing. But then when the door opens, we go on to pray some more, Lord, is that you? Yes, it's God. You know, and then sometimes the devil comes in when God finally opens the door, amen. The devil comes in and strikes us with fear. Now we're afraid to go through the door that we've been praying for God to open.
My God.
So I told you early on in ministry, I made this declaration with God and myself, whether I feel inadequate, whether I am, you know, whether I am doubtful, if God opens a door for me, I'm going through it. I not even know what's on the other side, but I am determined to go through every open door that God gives me in this lifetime.
Well,
and people of God, you got to be... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor.
No, I know you had a what if question, but what I'm saying is that if you've been praying for particulars and then you see an opportunity according to what you've been praying for, that's God. Sometimes we make it too spiritual. And we make things too spiritual. And sometimes we just got to recognize God for God and who he is and be bold enough to walk in the path that he leads us on.
Yeah. And Mrs. D. Neal, well, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the chat room. I want to say hello to Mrs. Dana Neal in the chat room and also to Sister Peaches, who has joined us. We know that Marcus Boston is with us. And they're in the chat room, and they are just saying hallelujah. They're praising God in there, and there's a lot of contribution going on. Sister Peaches said, can y'all stop? So I guess she's one of those people that would have to look straight ahead in the congregation, you know, or yell out. You know, they yell out in our congregation because we are prophetic preachers, and people just start yelling out all over the place when we start stepping on their toes and going down their street. And then Sister Mrs. D. Neal was saying that if we could just have that mustard seed-sized faith, because we believe God for something, and then when the door is open, we are scared to walk through that door. And let me tell you, fear is very real. It's something that we experience even as Christians, but we have to recognize that God didn't give us the spirit of fear. It's a spirit
Amen.
Sent from the devil. The devil is sent to stop you. It's sent to help you or to make you sabotage the blessing. Fear comes to make you sabotage the blessing and to thwart the destiny. So when fear comes, you have to A, recognize it for what it is, and then B, you have to take it and make it captive and obedient to the word of God, to Christ, and then C, you have to see your way through that thing to keep pushing forward in spite of the fear. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to move forward. You got to move forward in spite of the fear.
Amen. I think about Jesus' first miracle, Pastor Rebecca, when he turned the water into wine. And his mother Mary told the servants, just do what he says to do. And sometimes it's as simple as that, just doing what God has called and told us to do. Because,
wow.
You know, one thing I've learned about God is that if you sit down, you know, it says, I don't know where it is, but I've heard it quoted that, you know, before a person builds a house, they count the cost.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, if you try to sit down and figure it out, look for the resources and get your business plan together and have your act all together and have all the degrees and the credentials and everything lined up and then go when God says go, sometimes by the time you get collected and going to do what God has called you to do, that opportunity has now slipped away. So sometimes, Pastor Rebecca, you and I have found out you really got to walk by faith and not by sight. And when you know it's the voice of God, glory. When you know it's the voice of God, you can't see it. You can't. There's nothing tangible sometimes. This is really a faith walk. So the just shall live by faith. And it's impossible to please God without faith. So it's one of those things where we just got to trust God and believe God and really walk this thing by faith. And then the resources will come once we step out, then God will provide.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, we got cut off. I don't know what happened right there. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened right there, But we are here, amen. I thank God that the chat room is still going forward. You know, I totally lost connection with my phone. So you know that the devil was mad. The devil was mad. I was saying, I can't see it. I can't see it. The devil is a liar. You just lost sound. Amen. We are live. Praise the Lord. I'll be right back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stay right with us. Hallelujah. My God, let me get Pastor Anthony back on the line. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened. The devil sure got mad right there. I don't know what happened, but I know one thing. When you're on path to do what God has for you to do, the devil will get mad. There will definitely be warfare. Amen. We lost everything. It's like there was too much power going on for this Blog Talk Radio. Somebody was getting free. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on a second. Pastor Anthony?
Yes.
My God. What just happened there? Jesus.
We know what that's all about. We ain't going to even give it that much attention today.
Wow.
Because all of a sudden on my end, everything went silent.
My God. Sister Dana Neal said she had lost sound. Everything went quiet. I lost my phone that I was on. I don't know what happened there, but you know what? We're back, and we were just talking about it, and that's what happens when you're on track to doing what God has called you to do. All kinds of hell is going to break out in your life. It's going to break loose in your life. There are going to be attacks against your money, your mind, your ministry, your marriage, you know, everything pertaining to you and godliness. But you have to do what Pastor Emily and I are doing now. Just pick up where you left off and keep on trucking, baby. Keep on moving forward. And when we were talking about walking by faith and not by sight, I can't see it. I don't know how God's going to do some of the stuff that he's told me he's going to do. God has made some connections in my life. God has made some promises. I have some prophecy over my life that confirms with my spirit, and I'm believing God. I'm believing God with everything in me. I can't see it. I wake up every day, but I am not. I can't see it in the flesh, but I can see it. This is what you have to counter with. I can see it in the spirit. I am not going to be distracted by what I see, by what it looks like, because what it looks like is really not what it is. Amen. What it looks like is really not what it is. And
amen.
Dana Neal is doing warfare in the chat room.
Amen. Well, I thank God for the soldiers of God today, because, you know, we fight not against flesh and blood, against principalities, wickedness in high places. But, you know, we learned on Sunday in our ministry that the government, whether that's the principalities in high places or this natural government, is on the shoulders of our Almighty God. So I thank
yes.
God that he's in control of everything.
And
amen. That is just so powerful what you just said. You know, our God controls the times and the seasons. And one of the things that we were sharing, you and I, you know, talking amongst each other, that his timing is always perfect.
Yes.
And that gives me assurance that sometimes the reason I don't have it yet, because I ain't ready for it yet.
So I
know God's going to deliver. He's going to deliver right on time. He's never late. Hallelujah. Glory.
He's always
right on time.
Always right on time.
Always right on time.
He's never late, but he's always right on time. And I like what Sister Dana is doing in the chat room. She's making faith affirmations, faith declarations, and that's what we have to do. We cannot speak what we see. Let me just say that again. We can't speak what we see, because what we see is what sometimes we have been sent the distractions by the enemy of our soul, the enemy of our purpose, the devil, Satan, amen. And we will see, he will make it look like you're going under. He will make it look like you're running out of time, or you're running out of money. He'll make it look like that thing is impossible. That's why God gave us his word, because with his word, we can counter what it looks like. Amen. With his word, we can speak what we know God would want it to be. Amen. Not what we necessarily, but we would want, even what we would want it to be. Listen, the scripture tells us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord and meditate on his law, that he would give us the desires of our hearts. He would give you the desire of your heart. I mean, just think about that. If you could have whatever you wanted from God, I mean, I think that's beautiful. But the thing about it is that there's a key. The key is that you got to delight in him. You have to delight in him and meditate on his word. Because if you're delighting in him and meditating on his word, then you're building godly character and godly characteristics. And now God can trust you with those things that you desire. And not only that, but your desire will change. You will no longer want the things that you used to want before you delighted in him and meditated on his word. But now you want the things that are conducive to the life that God has for you, and that's life to the fullest and life more abundantly. So as we begin to meditate means to mumble, to utter. So not only are we reading the word, not only are we studying the word, but we're actually muttering the word. We're actually speaking the word. And then we begin to declare the word, because Job says, if you decree a thing, it shall be established. So we have to know that we have so much power that our circumstances have none. We have so much power that our circumstances have no power. So I don't care what it looks like today. Whatever it looks like, oh, okay, what it looks like is really not what it is. Amen. Because you even have the power over that.
Amen. And I believe that every test becomes a testimony.
Yeah. Yes.
The Bible reminds us with the good steward that those who are faithful over a few things, God made ruler over many. And sometimes it is a character test, Pastor Rebecca. It is God building our character, because I know for me, I came right from the world into the church. So he had to work on my character.
Mm.
I was not a man of integrity.
Mm.
I knew how to be deceitful and deceiving very well. So when God began to prick and prune and purge, that's a painful process.
My God.
Glory. When you pass the test, you talked about it the other day. When you pass the test, now it's time to bear fruit. And you reminded our church, you reminded our people, you know, with the tree that was supposed to bear fruit in 3 years. And the gardener said, if it doesn't bear fruit in this third or fourth year, take it on down. So we're supposed to be fruitful and multiply.
My God. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines. We have quite a few people in the chat room. And if anybody wants to call in, you can call in. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Part of flowing with the pastors is that you have an opportunity to call us and talk to us about whatever it is that God has placed upon your heart. I see that the chat room is alive and kicking, amen, and people are really sharing with each other, so it's always a blessing to see that. So the phone lines are open. You can call in. And Pastor read the scripture. Pastor, what was the scripture reference?
That's Philippians. Church writes to the church at Philippi. Philippians, verse 3-6. And you know, one of the most amazing things about that scripture, Philippians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 3, as Paul writes to the church at Philippi, he's in prison, and yet he's talking about, you know, his chains and being in prison actually advanced the gospel. But
wow.
Not only that, he's in bonds, and he's telling other Christians, other believers, other disciples to be encouraged. And sometimes, even if we take the focus off ourselves and still are able to do ministry, that's when the real blessing comes in. Here, Paul is in prison, and he's still doing ministry to those who were free.
Oh, my goodness.
What we make happen for others, God will make happen for us.
My God. So you can be broke with no money in your pocket and still delight and take joy in doing ministry. You can be brokenhearted, and somebody just may have just really totally stepped all over your heart and your trust, and you can still be doing ministry. My God, my God. And that is the thing is, as long as we keep pressing, Paul said, I haven't obtained it. I'm not there yet, but yet I press. I press forward towards the prize. And that's what we have to do. We have to keep pressing, and don't ever wrap your lips around the words of the enemy. Don't use the tools of the enemy against yourself. You know, that's like taking your enemy's gun, pointing it at yourself, and shooting all six bullets into your heart. Do not take the devil's words, the words of defeat, words of despair, words of fear, words of rejection, and turn them against yourself. Don't wrap your lips around words that are not conducive to the plan that God has for you. Use only the words of God, amen, hallelujah, in order to keep moving forward. Well, hey, Pastor Emily, I tell you, God is just so good and just worthy to be praised. This is the day that he has made, and we shall continually rejoice and be glad in it. You know, he's just worthy.
He is worthy. He is worthy. And one of the things I want to emphasize on with the point you were just saying is that our words do matter. Amen. You know, what we speak, we speak and form our world through our words. Corinthians talks about that. The things which were invisible were first before the things that were visible. And God spoke and created all things.
Wow.
So we are made in the image of God, and we begin to speak those things that be not as if they are. I like the way you talk in our early years of marriage. We had a blended family situation, and I tell people it was like oil and water. And if you know anything about science 101, we know they don't mix.
And we sure didn't mix in those early days. I was thinking about that today too. Go ahead.
And you know, those first several years of marriage was really, really a struggle at certain points. But it developed us, and we got through it, and now we're stronger and the better for it. But I remember those times where you used to speak, and you guarded your tongue, and you guarded your words. And you and I, you know, we minister to marriage, and we believe in family. We believe in marriage. We believe that the institution of marriage is being restored. This devil and this demon of divorce is going to be rebuked, and God is going to deal with it. But families are coming back, and God is restoring the family. But one of the things that you did was speak about me as your husband and, you know, my wonderful husband.
Tell it right. I call you my wonderful, 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 wonderful husband.
And I wasn't wonderful.
And you were not wonderful. Well, you were wonderful in the make. You were wonderful, but it had to be made manifest.
Amen.
You know? And I wasn't that wonderful either. So, but like you said, I began to call those things that were not as though they were. And I called out of you everything that I knew God had put on the inside of you. You were not that bad, Pastor Emily. I think I was the worst one.
Yeah, but we reached on
don't
these lines.
Don't you agree with me?
we've been on these lines. Those who listen on a regular basis know we both had some issues. But it is a blessing where we can call our house in order. We can call things into order. We can decree a thing and it shall be so. And that's why prayer is powerful. That's why having a relationship with Jesus Christ is a powerful thing. That's why having faith in Almighty God is a powerful thing. Because it's not like we don't have tools. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And many of us have come from some strongholds in our family background. But we have not the power as Christians to pull them all down and
Amen.
Bring things into order.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important, like I was saying earlier, that we line up with the right people. Especially if you're married and you're having problems in marriage, you have to make sure that you're lining up with people who are successful in marriage. You don't want to line up with someone who's going to say, yeah, man, you know, she's the worst, or, you know, yeah, he's horrible. If I were your man, I would treat you so much better. You know, so we have to make sure that we're lining up with the right people so that we can have success in these things that are so important to us. And I want to welcome guest 1091 and also Shawnee to the chat room. Also, we want to welcome guest 1094 to the chat room, and also Tristan. I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry. But welcome everybody to the chat room. And Shawnee is in the chat room. And I pray for you, my sister. I know that the Lord is going to heal you. I know that you're going through. I saw you on last night. And I know that you're still going through. And I remember talking to you early in the year. I don't know what happened to you. But Shawnee says that she is at her breaking point right now. And she says she doesn't understand why it is so much going around me and in my life. And Shawnee, I just want to say stay encouraged. And that's what Pastor Anthony and I were just talking about, that the devil will have you to speak those very words that he is planting into your mind. Get into the Word of God. Stay. Get somebody that can pray with you, and I'm going to pray with you also. Contact me after this broadcast. We used to talk. I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what happened. Call me, 862-220-2500, and I will pray with you. Or call in. Call us now at 646-652-4832. Call in. And we will talk with you. I know that some things have happened in your life that were meant to destroy you, but I rebuke and bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus and declare that he can't have you. You are a child of God, and I declare right now victory in your life in the name of Jesus. So, Shawnee, hang in there and call me. Call me now. Call us on the broadcast right now at 646-652-4832 so that we can pray for you. I'm going to pass. I want to pray for her.
Amen.
I just want to pray for her.
And I pray that she, you know, if you do hear, I guess you can hear us and hear me, but I do want to emphasize, if you can call in during the last 10 minutes of this segment, we want to touch and agree with you in the spirit, although we're going to intercede on your behalf right now. Because there's power in agreement. But go ahead, Pastor Rebecca, we just want to.
So Pastor Anthony and I in the chat room, we're all praying for you, because we all get to that point where we feel like giving up. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, and there's none like you. And right now, Lord, we lift up our sister Shawnee in the name of Jesus. We lift up before your throne right now, knowing that nothing is impossible for you. So right now, Father, we ask that you encourage her heart, Father God. We ask that your spirit will embrace her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we send, Father God, the power of your Holy Spirit to abide with her right now, Lord. Even when she has felt far away from you, Lord, give her comfort in knowing that you are with her, because you said in your word, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. So Lord, we wrap our arms around her through cyberspace right now in the name of Jesus, and we comfort her with the same comfort with which we have been comforted. We, Father God, declare that she shall live and not die, Father God, that she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that she is the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, that she is victorious, and that she has received victory in Jesus. So, Lord, we lift her up to you, Lord, and we ask that you encourage her mind, Father God, letting her know, Father God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, true joy, really does come in the morning. So, Lord, we take time to pray for her. You said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and pray, and I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their nation, Lord. So our sister is one, Father God, who is standing in the need of healing. Heal every broken area. Heal her from the past hurts, Father God. Heal her from every everything that she has had to endure, Father God, and begin to touch her, Father God. Put people around her, Father, that can mentor her, that can love on her, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we break every yoke. We break every yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, be against you. I bind you up right now in the life of my sister Shawnee, and I declare that you have no power in her life. And I rebuke you right now, and I bind you up and declare that you are cast out of her life right now in the name of Jesus. Loose her in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give her to you, and we surrender her to you, knowing that it's not by might and not by power, but by your spirit that this prayer is being answered right now. We believe that you are right here, Father God, in our midst, and that you are right with Sister Shawnee, and that you are protecting her, and that you are speaking to her mind. We cast out every demonic thought right now in the name of Jesus and declare that her mind is being filled with your power and with your spirit and with your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Pastor, did you want to add anything?
No, I just pray she receives that by faith. You
yes.
know, by faith, by faith, it is done by faith in God alone.
My God, my God.
So, and you talked earlier on this program, there's something about the word of God that speaks to us when we read his word, even if it's just one sentence she can read.
Yes.
Especially if there's another person out there or for Sister Shawnee, if you're at that breaking point, there's something about the word of God, opening up your Bible and just getting a scripture into your spirit. Because David says, I hid this word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It's
yeah.
the time you got to put this word back in your heart and really digest the word of God, because the word of God is living. It is quick
yes.
and powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Pastor Becker, as you just said earlier, I thought about Job. You know, his wife said, curse God and die.
Curse
but
God
we can
and
speak.
Die. My
we,
God.
We can bless God and live.
My
so
God.
I just, oh, glory. I just
my
felt
God.
That right there. My spirit quickened even as I mm-hmm. said that. And that's why we got to, I don't care. I hope she heard this broadcast. I can go back to the archives. But what we're saying is that don't give in to your circumstance. Don't go by what the relationship is doing or how many bills you have on your counter. Don't go by the prognosis or the diagnosis in your body of sickness or disease. Go
yes.
by what the word of God says.
Amen.
So we want to encourage you on today. Be encouraged. And encourage yourself, even as we go off the air, encourage yourself by reading the word of God.
Yes, yes. And God loves you. I see the love of the Lord is in the chat room for Sister Shawnee. God loves you, Shawnee. God loves you. Amen. He loves you. No matter what you've been through and what you're going through now, know that God loves you. And we have to encourage those who are going through. I was watching somebody try to entice Shawnee away from the faith on yesterday. And Shawnee, there's a scripture I want to give you. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to people who tell you that God can't help you, that God is not the way. Listen to the voice of the Lord. You hear the voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Listen to the voice of the Lord, because there are so many people that will come. They're unbelievers, and they want misery loves company, and they want you to be an unbeliever as well. But we've prayed for you, and we believe that that prayer is going through. Grab your Bible. Get your Bible and get into the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Well, we only have 3 minutes. While I'm looking for this scripture, I want to Acts 13, verse 50 and 51, talks about those who would stir up trouble and bring persecution against the people of God. And you have to just be very, very careful, because God wants you to know that those people will be cast out. And you don't want to line up with those people. Keep lining up with the people of God. Amen. You don't have a Bible, my God. I mean, send me your address, powerintheword1@yahoo.com. I'll send you a Bible. Or go to your bookstore. You can buy a Bible for $4, $5. You can get a Bible for $5. You need a Bible. And also get IV. Dana is telling you what Bible to get. Get you a Bible. And know what? You know what? to BibleGateway.com, Shawnee. The word is out there. Go to BibleGateway.com or Crosswalk.com and just type in John when you do a search, and you can go right to John and read the book of John. I suggest to you that you go ahead and look in, and you can read it in the NIV, get you a Bible, and read your Bible. See, that's part of what is going on with you, Shawnee. The devil is having his way with you because you're not filling up, and you need to fill up on a daily basis with the word of God. Don't be deceived. Faith truly does come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And you have to meditate on that word. You, even if you don't understand it, my 10-year-old reads the Bible every day just because she wants to. She's being led to. So you have to meditate on that word. Even if you don't understand it, God will quicken that word and make it alive and make it relevant for you. Amen? Amen. And again, contact me after the broadcast. Pastor Anthony?
Yes, that's top of what you just said. And we are delighted, you know, when our 10-year-old daughter came to the both of us and said she wants to read her Bible on a daily basis as she eats cereal and get breakfast and ready for school. And she did that on her own. But one of the things we tried to set before her is one of the things I start my day off with is my word before I start the day. Even I want to encourage all the Blog Talk hosts on today, before you go on to your broadcast, pray. Because as Rebecca just said, you have wolves in sheep clothing who are right there on Blog Talk and doing other things trying to disrupt the people of God and throw a wrench in a well-oiled machine. So
amen.
I thank God. Go ahead.
It's 15 seconds. I want to thank everybody for listening before you go on and finish that statement. We love you. Go ahead, Pastor Anthony.
No, just cover y'all broadcast in prayer. Y'all, you don't like that word. Just cover the broadcast in prayer that if you're a host of a broadcast or if you're, you know, visiting broadcast, just pray for the hosts who are on Blog Talk spreading the good news of the gospel.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's
including this program.
Amen. Keep on listening. Amen. We're here every single Tuesday. Amen. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you on next Tuesday. Go
God
in peace,
everyone,
and serve the Lord. God bless you. And if you need counseling, you too can call email us at powerintheword1@yahoo.com. God bless you. La 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 la